Lowe's.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County District Attorney urges State Supreme Court to review murder case overturning. Paso Robles City Council approves joining Regional Homeless and Affordable Housing Compact. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 41 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lanes. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The California 6th Appellate District Court overturned the conviction of a 2012 murder case on Friday. Antolin Garcia was convicted of first-degree murder of a 15-year-old, Sierra Lamar. The court ruled that the error was due to trying the murder case with attempted kidnappings of a separate victims 3 years earlier. District Attorney Dan Dow has released a statement alongside the California District Attorneys Association, disagreeing with the overturning. Dow's statement said, quote, "Joinder of crimes into one trial exists to ensure that juries see the full pattern of predatory behavior. If we start unraveling those protections, we don't just risk one case. We risk a justice system where grieving families wait even longer for answers." The statement from the CDAA similarly says that Sierra's family now faces renewed uncertainty as the case returns to the courts, and that the witnesses and victims are now asked to relieve trauma. From yesterday's rain, the County Environmental Health Department has issued a reminder of the public to avoid ocean water contact during and at least 3 days following significant rainstorms. Runoff from rain is known to carry and transport high levels of disease-causing organisms into the ocean, which can cause skin, respiratory, and intestinal problems. Surfers, swimmers, and others are advised to avoid contact with ocean water during these next 3 days, especially those in close proximity to creeks, rivers, storm drains, and other sources of runoff. Passerville City Council receives update from Homeless Services Manager. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Passerville City Council received a quarterly update last night regarding homeless services in its meeting. The update was presented by the city's homeless services manager, Ashley Hernandez. Here are some snippets of that presentation now.
This quarter alone, January to March, approximately 160 individuals are reflected in the county's homelessness data system. While only 75 emergency shelter beds are available, in addition, permanent housing capacity remains extremely limited, with waiting lists that can extend up to 10 years in North County. This creates an important dynamic. Even when outreach and services are working, outcomes can appear stagnant. This is not simply an effort issue, it's a capacity issue. At the same time, individuals are continuously entering or re-entering the system. Our permanent housing capacity is limited, so people exiting appear slow, creating pressure throughout the entire system. This is why progress can be difficult to see without data, and because the system is dynamic, it is not static. This quarter alone, 85 individuals were unable to access a shelter bed due to capacity constraints. And that reflects only those documented within the homeless services or homeless management data system for the county. That doesn't reflect the people that everyone or that we, our community action team, and myself see in the riverbed day to day.
As this was a presentation, there was no action taken. Later in the meeting, the council approved the San Luis Obispo County Homelessness and Affordable Housing Compact, an effort to consolidate data on homelessness in the county for strengthened, coordinated responses between incorporated cities. In its March 25th meeting, the Passerville Area Groundwater Authority Board approved a proposed Prop 26 framework alongside its fiscal year budget. The board proposed to charge agriculture, public water system, and commercial groundwater users based on a volumetric fee structure and to place these charges on the property tax roll. Collected fees would go to funding PRAGA's budget for groundwater sustainability. In its next meeting today, PRAGA will consider an agenda item to set a hearing date for adopting the fee. A draft fee report will be made available to the public at least 20 days ahead of the hearing. Staff is proposing to set the hearing date for May 27th. You can attend PRAGA's meeting in person, held at 4 p.m. at Centennial Park's Norris Room this afternoon, or watch online. The California Mid-State Fair hosted the 2026 Central Coast Olive Oil Competition and has announced its award recipients. Entries are judged under strict international standards, according to the fair, evaluated on their aromas and flavor. After extensive blind tasting tests, the highest honors were awarded to Cobram Estate for Best of Show Delicate, Rio Bravo Ranch for Best of Show Medium, Heart Rock Ranch Olive Oil of San Miguel for Best of Show Robust, and Sunshine Olive Oil from Templeton won Best Show Flavored and 2026 Olive Oil Producer of the Year. Sunshine Olive Oil is a Templeton-based, family-run producer that has earned back-to-back titles in a close race among top competitors. Award-winning oils will be on display during the Mid-State Fair. The honor to Sunshine will be commemorated with a custom championship belt buckle and a billboard on Highway 101 near the Cuesta Grade. City of Atascadero's 10th Annual Tamale Festival will be held in the Sunken Gardens and downtown area next weekend. The festival starts Friday, May 1st from 5 to 9 p.m., then kicks off again on Saturday, May 2nd, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Fiesta Friday will feature a variety of tamale vendors, adult beverages from the Central Coast Zoo Foundation, and live music with the Zongo All-Star Band. Then the main event will take place Saturday, with over 100 vendors on display, about 20 selling tamales. Entertainment for the day will feature MC Francisco Ramirez, ranchero artist Manuel Enrique, the famous Dancing Horses, Mariachi Azteca de Oro and Lo Mejor de Jalisco Mariachi Band, Ballet Folclorico, and the Paso a Pasito Folclorico Dance Group. Live music will also round out the entertainment, along with obstacle courses, bounce houses, bungee jumps, and more. Winning tamale vendors of the Best Tamale Contest will be announced by noon. Don't miss the 10th annual Atascadero Tamale Festival. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Dodgers 3-1, the Athletics over the Mariners 5-2, Blue Jays beat the Angels 4-2, the Padres shut out the Rockies 1-0, the Yankees shut out the Red Sox 4-0. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Giants, the Padres will go against the Rockies, the Angels will face the Blue Jays, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, and the Yankees will face the Red Sox. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the Lakers beat the Rockets 101-94. In California news, six of the candidates for California governor are set to step onto a debate stage tonight at Cron 4 San Francisco studio. The candidates present will be Republicans Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco, and Democrats Tom Steyer, Xavier Becerra, Katie Porter, and Matt Maha. Mail ballots are scheduled to be delivered to voters early next month in advance of the June 2nd primary. A third Californian this year has died from a rattlesnake bite. 78-year-old woman was bitten multiple times by a venomous snake on a rural property in Redwood Valley in Mendocino County on April 8th. She was taken to the hospital, but later died to her injuries on April 10th. The species of snake that delivered the bites have yet to be identified. After ending her campaign, California State Controller Betty Yee has endorsed Tom Steyer in the race for governor. Tom Steyer has been one of the leading Democratic candidates in a crowded race, although Xavier Becerra has risen among polls since the dropping out of Eric Swalwell. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:16.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the Common Ground Coalition kicked off a series of regional meetings here in Reno, Nevada, building on the momentum from the historic gathering a year ago in Denver, Colorado. The goal? Well, to bring livestock producers together from across the country to focus on shared challenges and solutions. California cattle producer and auction market owner Jake Parnell helped moderate the Reno meeting and told me that taking the conversation regional is the natural next step.
It seemed like the most common sense next step was to get out even further within this grassroots. You know, 11,000 people have signed on to the Common Ground Coalition, all with the idea of promoting and protecting livestock producers nationwide, but we needed to get regional.
And he says one of the biggest themes emerging so far is the challenge facing new and beginning producers.
You know, access to capital, access to land to get started are issues that are a common theme from our first meeting and that continue to be a common theme today. And a lot of that revolves around these new and emerging producers.
Now, the conversation will continue at other regional meetings coming up in Omaha, Nashville, and Fort Worth. For all the information and to learn how you can get involved, visit commongroundcoalition.net. Cattle producers, it's a Brett Cowan Pair Special this Friday, April 24th at Torrington Livestock Markets, Torrington, Wyoming, featuring major dispersions from the Double S Ranch, Double 8 Ranch, and Indian Meadows, plus more top consignments from Red Mountain, Mowry Goodrich, and R&K Farms. Need pairs? Check out J&D Cattle, TB Cattle, Horblit Ranch, and PT Livestock, along with breeding bulls from Sidwell Herefords. Full details at torringtonlivestock.com, and don't forget you can bid online via Cattle USA.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, Quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. Bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. With California facing a below-average snowpack and recent warm temperatures triggering early snowmelt, farmers anticipate constraints on their irrigation plans, especially those who farm south of the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. Some technologies and methods are emerging to help farmers adapt their irrigation practices. Improvements to modern drip emitters have allowed growers to ration water and deliver it directly to their crop's root zone. And now, different kinds of software are being integrated into those systems to squeeze out more savings, said Eric Haddon, executive director of the Water, Energy, and Technology Center at California State University, Fresno. It is about smart management, Haddon said. The newest advancement in that field is the integration of artificial intelligence and the ability to analyze the data, look at it, and make decisions. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with low 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday through Wednesday next week. Low 70s Friday, low 60s Saturday, low 60s on Sunday as well, mid 60s on Monday, low 70s Tuesday, 72 a week from today. Currently it is 42 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News time is 6:22.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report. Boeing shares are higher after reporting its business improved in the recent quarter. Its loss was much smaller than a year ago. Sales were up 14% in the period, and airlines are back to buying and taking delivery of planes from Boeing. It delivered 143 commercial planes, up 10%, even though it was dealing with a wiring issue that delayed delivery of some 737 MAX jets. Boeing lost $7 million in the period. A year ago, it lost $31 million. AT&T and energy company GE Vernova also reported better than expected earnings this morning. Tesla reports after the Wall Street close today. The Iran ceasefire has been extended. Stock futures have been rallying. However, crude oil prices rose this morning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You didn't want to buy gold when prices were rising. Then you waited when gold pulled back. Now you're stuck in the middle, unsure what to do next. Speak with a precious metal specialist now at noblegoldinvestments.com. Get the answers you need to stop guessing and move forward with confidence. Their team makes it simple to gain real investor knowledge and insight. Stop trying to time the market. Start spending time in it. Don't let the market move without you. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents live entertainment you don't want to miss. Coming to Tachi Palace, the Hollywood medium Tyler Henry, April 24th. The tribute band Jump playing Van Halen hits May 22nd. Comedy with rising star Ralph Barbosa May 23rd. Indigenous Tattoo and Music Fest and Car Show June 5th through 7th. Kings of the West June 20th. Outdoor Show with Warren G, The Game, Exhibit, and Gypsy Kings August 15th. Featuring Nicholas Reyes with special guest Reyes Heritage. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com. And get $5 off each ticket purchased on site with your Premier Club card. Live entertainment at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
You've been told that January 6th, or J6, was a violent insurrection against the United States by a group of angry fringe MAGA supporters. Was it real, or was it staged to look like one? The 2021 film Capital Punishment scratched the surface with rumors and theories. The War on Truth, being shown at movie night 6 p.m. April 23rd at Republican headquarters, will finally provide video evidence and eyewitness testimony as to what really happened. Pizza, sodas, and snacks are available with your $20 donation. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Serving you fresh food for over 16 years here in the North County, Red Scooter Deli, across from the, right next to the pet department on 6th Street. Easy in, easy out, and they have a nice patio. And remember, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or stop by. Go to redscooterdeli.com, 805-237-1780. And they're open daily, 6:30 to 4. All righty, email to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on the Wednesday.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him, say sweet lovely things to him and tell him.
All righty, Eric's in for Karen this afternoon, and he will have on Danielle Goodrow Nicholas, the president of the Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated, and also conversation about the proposed water tax that Chris mentioned in the news story. So that's all coming up this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. And hopefully somebody who listened or attended the meeting last night, particularly the not presentation, but the talk or whatever from the homeless manager, director, CEO, whatever the title is there and so forth. One of the questions, you know, when I listen to these things, and not just in this instance, is you're giving me numbers about people.
You're giving me these, you know, sad things. Well, you know, only 85 of this, or there's only 160. Has the question ever been asked of any of these people? What have they done to put themselves in the position that they're in? Have they taken advantage of all the programs we have, not only in the county, but in the state, to better yourself? Those are the type of questions I'd like to hear when somebody's giving us a report, if those things ever come up, or are they not allowed? So, anyway. Okay, so here's something you may have heard of. It has nothing to do with, at least yet, the United States of America, but it has to do with England, Britain. They are banning smoking. They are banning smoking. I think it's those who born 2008 going forward, you're out of luck. Or maybe they're saving your life, depending on how you want to look at it. So there are a couple of things here. I don't know if smoking has been ever banned in the United States. Obviously, we tried the alcohol, and that was a another brilliant move by the government. It was a disaster. An utter disaster. But in the United States, tobacco products generate over $40 billion annually for the United States government through federal, state, and local taxes. Now, that revenue has dropped significantly in the last X amount of years simply because people are making better decisions regarding smoking. Now, that's a lot of money, $40 billion, but here's something that's interesting that could be an argument for banning smoking in the United States. Smoking-related health costs exceed $241 billion annually, with over 60% funded by taxpayers. So would that be enough to push people to maybe suggest? Do you think there should be a ban on smoking? We have these zones and so forth, et cetera, et cetera. But the $241 that we spend related health costs as opposed to the $40 billion generated for the government, I don't know what it generates for the companies. I don't know if it's a draw or not or something like that. Chris, I'm assuming most kids, that you, when you grew up, they didn't smoke.
Not cigarettes, no.
All right, so it was primarily the vaping or marijuana?
Correct.
All right. Was it, would you say it was prevalent?
I don't know. I wasn't around that crowd. Like, I want to say yes, but that's also just being a little bit, I don't want to say cynical, because, you know, I wasn't around kids that smoked marijuana or vaped, but I knew they were out there, and I just assumed that I wasn't welcome in their circles because, you know, I was a straight-A tattletale kind of kid in their eyes.
Okay, well.
Not that I was. I wasn't. I could not care less what they were doing. But, you know, the kid who gets the best grades in class walks by, are you going to vape in front of them?
Well, some may do it to kind of egg you on or, you know, whatever. I don't remember. You know, I'm assuming that there were some kids in school, high school, college. I don't remember seeing anybody sneaking around, but I wasn't looking for it either. I was just, you know, going to class or, you know, BSing with my buddies. So I don't know how that went. You know, there's the old song "Smoking in the Boys' Room." I think there were a couple of guys. Probably that were, you know, they'd go to the end of the building. I think every school has a certain part where it's not crowded and many people don't go or don't want to go. And they may have done that, but I really don't know.
If we're talking about college, I can more safely say that it was probably everywhere. You know, most people I lived with had some form of marijuana or another lying around.
All right, so they weren't trying to hide it.
Not really. At least, you know, not from me. From building inspectors or, you know, whatever, then probably yes. But Yeah, I really couldn't escape it is the problem because I really don't like the way it smells. And I think it's lame, honestly. I know, okay, cannabis has some medicinal properties that helps people. I will acknowledge that. But for college kids to be recreationally doing it, you know, lighting up a bong rather than studying, I thought it was lame.
Okay, so how do I go about this one? Are you when you're referring to these kids lighting up instead of studying, are you saying that, you know, as opposed on the, and we'll just stereotype it as the Friday and Saturday night party atmosphere. So this would be during more, you know, Monday through Thursday, let's say.
Pretty much, yes.
During the day?
Yeah, during the day, you know, sitting there on their sofa and they'll light one up.
Okay. And was there a bag of Fritos next to them or anything like that?
None that I could get anyway. I'm sure there were some snacks, though.
All right, so that was common, and you stayed away. I don't like this. I don't like smoke, period. Even when I'm barbecuing, I don't like smoke. Never have. I don't know how I put up with my mom. She was a two-packer a day, and somehow I made it, cut her life short. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey there, Jeff.
I listened to part of the meeting last night.
Yeah.
And a woman that owns a car wash down there was talking about the people hanging around and that they need restrooms down there for them because they use her car wash to do all her business, and every day she's got to come clean it all up, and she's getting tired of it. Then she talked about that she's heard of people that don't want to go shopping down there because they always get approached by
people. Okay, hold on, Daff. When you say down there, are we referring to the Bubble and Squeak and then over by Grocery Outlet?
Yeah, by the Grocery Outlet on Riverside.
Okay. All right. So what was the response from the council, if any, on that?
Basically silence. Yeah, they didn't say anything about it. Like, it just doesn't matter.
Well, that has been brought up before at council meetings on that area in particular. Some business owners have complained about that issue.
Yeah, it'd be a terrible thing to have a car wash, and they use their car wash bays for their urinals and outhouses, it sounds like.
So, again, I didn't get all of it. She is suggesting that, the taxpayers build bathrooms down there for them?
Well, she didn't say that. She just said there's no place for all those people to do their business, you know, and the businesses, they don't want them coming in and doing their business. Echo what the Motel 6 ought to let them come in and do their business in the Motel 6. That'd be a good way to do it, wouldn't it? Maybe.
I don't know because I have no idea how it operates. I don't know exactly what their rules and regulations are. Are the people that are doing this beyond? Is there a safe? Would there be a safety concern? I mean, there's all kinds of things. So it would be best to ask them, or maybe, just maybe, they could add an attachment to their front yard. And they can have these people use those facilities, but my guess is it probably two things wouldn't happen. I don't think the people would use it.
At the military base, they had outhouses everywhere. And they had, you know, the outhouse people to come around and pump them out when they needed it. And that might be an option, you know, outhouses. But like you said, they may not use them.
I know this from, there's an area, well, not anymore, but there was an area behind the gym at Planet Fitness. It goes in the back parking lot there. There was an area, because it kind of dips down where you can't see them in the brush and so forth. But many of these people, they develop territory. And it can become dangerous if someone else gets into their territory.
That doesn't sound good.
No, and the police always did a pretty good job of, you know, hanging around back there and so forth. I haven't seen this issue in a couple of years. So kudos to the Paso Robles police for that. Because in many times in the same area, there would be like three or four different areas where, you know, they would set camp and stay and sleep and so forth. And again, there were a couple. One was a girl who got beat up pretty bad by one of the other dirtbags.
Yeah, I'd say they need to at least put out outhouses everywhere.
Yeah, that would look very nice.
It wouldn't look good, but it's better than them going on private property and using their car wash for a latrine.
Well,
that's for sure.
I understand part of that.
Yeah, and then it's just part of the price of doing business in the city, I guess. That's about all I can think of.
Yeah, but for the business owner, it's extremely frustrating and probably costly. But the other is, why do you want to go there and be a consumer?
Yeah, it's...
I mean, do you want to go to Grocery Outlet and then have to think about, gosh, these people are down here and they're coming towards my car and so forth. I mean, I've mentioned before, my wife goes there sometimes and she makes sure that she goes at certain times at where it's bright and sunny.
Yeah, that's best time to go, that's for sure.
But that's a terrible way for the business owners and for the consumers to have to live their life based on these dirtbags dictating how we have to live our life and consume.
Then they have San Luis, they have outhouses right there at the Mission, you know, because they're building new restrooms, and then they have the little wash stations, you know, where you put your foot on the little pump and the water comes out and there's soap and paper towels. You know, that's what they need. They need outhouses down there, and they need the wash stations, and make the people use them to get them to use them, you know. The meals that they give to the people at Echo, not, you know, for anybody to come up from the river and eat at the Motel 6, that... I've said it before, they need to put that simple, do that down at the sewer plant. Feed those people at the sewer plant property. Don't attract them up to the businesses where the Motel 6 is. That's a good solution. Don't attract them to that area with their food and the showers. Do that someplace else, is what I think.
Hmm. Okay. Well, so, again, you said that the city council was silent and nobody said anything after this business owner was making a case.
No, they didn't say a thing.
They didn't say a thing. So this was just public comments. So she made her comments and then she sat down, nothing else after, no response.
Yeah, there was no response at what she said that I recollect.
Hmm. Okay. All right. I appreciate that update.
Yeah, okay, Kim, take care.
All right, you too. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning here on the Morning Exchange. Let's see here on the text. Paso Robles Echo is a complete joke and a false advertisement. They are not that definition of a home. I don't know what this means. All right, here's another one. I would like to say, when is enough and enough? Why do we cater to homeless? Just get rid of them, period. Well, that's been the question. How do you do that? Again, I am going to continue to use my analogy of feral cats. You don't provide, you don't feed, they go somewhere else. Amazingly, they know how to figure it out. And amazingly, they also know how to figure out how to game the system. So, it would be up to the people of Paso Robles, not the city council, because apparently we have seen this start to grow X amount of years ago, And now we have a, whatever the title is, of somebody making over $100,000 giving us presentations every 3 months. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The California 6th Appellate District Court overturned the conviction of Antolin Garcia for the 2012 murder of 15-year-old Sierra Lamar. The overturning was due to trying the murder case with attempted kidnappings of separate victims. District Attorney Dan Dow released a statement alongside the State DA Association, disagreeing with the overturning. The California Mid-State Fair hosted the 2026 Central Coast Olive Oil Competition. They've announced its award recipients. Entries are judged under strict international standards, according to the fair, evaluated for their aromas and flavor. 2026 Olive Oil Producer of the Year went to Sunshine Olive Oil in Templeton. Winning oils will be on display during the Mid-State Fair. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Two ships in the Strait of Hormuz coming under attack, at least one of which was fired upon by Iran. It comes as President Trump Tuesday agreed to an extension of a two-week ceasefire with Iran. U.S., U.K., and France now planning to host a conference discussing ways to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Virginia voters approving a congressional redistricting plan that could allow Democrats to reclaim control of the House come November. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer telling Fox's Hannity that Congress is going to get to the bottom of the 11 scientists who mysteriously died or disappeared over the past 3 years.
The Department of Energy, the FBI, NASA, all the agencies, the Department of Defense, we want to know what they know. Because what I found in 3.5 years as chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Sean, is a lot of these government agencies don't communicate with each other.
America's listening to Fox News.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Snakes in my case. Bear in my hair.
11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL, and it's time for sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball, the Twins topped the Mets 5-3. That's 12 straight losses for New York, which grabbed the lead on a three-run shot from Francisco Lindor.
We just didn't capitalize towards the end of the game. You know, we played a really good game in the first 7 innings, and then after that, we didn't capitalize on the moments that we could capitalize.
The Royals snapped their 8-game skid with a 6-5 walk-off over the Orioles. Giants down the Dodgers 3-1, while the Padres shut out the Rockies 1-0 to move into a tie with L.A. for first in the NL West, and they share the best record in the bigs, Randy Vasquez and the Donuts with a 3-hitter. Yankees blanked the Red Sox 4-0 behind the 4-hit pitching of Luis Gil and the deal. Cubs won their 7th straight, 7-4 over the Phillies. Reds clocked the Rays 12-6 for their 5th win in a row, Elly De La Cruz with 2 of Cincinnati's 5 home runs. Nationals ended the Braves' 6-game run, 11-4. Guardians scored 6 times in the 8th to put down the Astros, 8-5. And the Brewers got 7 in the 8th to tame the Tigers, 12-4. Wins for the White Sox, Blue Jays, Cardinals, A's, and Rangers. NBA playoffs first round. In the East, the Sixers slashed the Celtics 111-97. That ties that series at a game apiece. 30 points for VJ Edgecombe, 29 for Tyrese Maxey. In the West, the Blazers even things up with the Spurs, 106-103. Scoot Henderson, a game-high 31. Victor Wembanyama had to leave the game for San Antonio after a hard fall in the second quarter. He'll be in the concussion protocol for at least 48 hours. Game 3 is Friday in Portland. In the late game, the Lakers went up 2-0 on the Rockets with a 101-94 win. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a near unanimous pick, is the NBA's clutch player of the year. SGA is expected to get a lot more hardware this postseason, including a possible second straight MVP. On the ice, wins for the Lightning, Bruins, and Mammoth to square those series at 1-1, while the Avalanche rallied to beat the Kings 2-1 in overtime to take a 2-0 series lead. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. In just a moment, we will have your extended weather forecast, world-famous pet alert, and trivia.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, little clouds, a little bit of sun, and blah, 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 blah. Highs in the upper 60s. Generally clear tonight and overnight. Lows near 40. Sunshine along with some clouds at times. Highs in the mid-70s. As we head out to Friday and your weekend, low 70s on Friday, low 60s with clouds on Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, upper 60s Monday, then next Tuesday, low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:22 a.m., 7:42 p.m. We are at 42 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All right, here we go.
Who let the dogs out?
world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Remember, they are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Yes, indeed. That's what we do. All right, looking in the left, I see nothing. I see nothing. But, Chris, let's see if you're as quick today as you were yesterday.
Unlikely, but I'll give it a shot.
What is the only fish that can blink their eyes?
I wasn't aware that most fish couldn't.
I didn't know any of this at all.
Well,
now, somebody may get me on a technicality on this, but...
Right, as to what constitutes a fish.
Right.
So, a shark.
Yes, a shark.
Oh, wow.
That's nice to know.
Yeah. At least, you know, we can maybe slip through when they blink.
Yeah, while he's biting your arm, he's winking at you. He can do that. He can blink at your eye, or he winks at you when he's swimming by you and thinking, hey, I want a piece of you. And then come over and whop, there you go, he gone.
Or, you know, he'll flutter his eyelashes at you.
Yes. And then, you know, like when you eat something and you go, that's so good. All right, beware. And I can't wait to go back to body surfing. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Moving gently along here on The Right Choice. All right, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out that way, it's known as the One Niner Diner. Also known as the airport area, so you're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Here it is. Where is it? Here. It ain't here anymore. It's not here anymore. The question just disappeared. Oh, okay. Here it is. What is widely considered the oldest known drug? What is widely considered the oldest known drug? And it has archaeological evidence. So, it's more than widely considered. Archaeological evidence. What is the oldest known drug?
I feel like this ties pretty well into what we were talking about earlier.
Well, that's how I came up with the question, because when I was going through this stuff, early this morning, I'm just kind of curious, because it also had to do with bans, what products were banned early on in the United States of America. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Opium.
Yes, opium, going back 5,000 to 5,700 years ago. All right.
Yeah. I remember reading about that a while back.
Well, I'm not going to ask you the obvious question.
Nope. Don't do it.
Okay, well, are there any other drugs you may have? No, I won't. I'll leave you alone on that.
Plead the fifth.
Well, if you plead the fifth, everybody's going to assume you're guilty. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, since we're keeping your life clean... and you're not exposing any of your behaviors. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, Chris Anderson. I could have used the fake name, but no.
Chris Anderson, there he is. He's almost like Ward Cleaver, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let the rumors fool you. All right, Chris, thank you very much.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, bye. All right, let's see here. Also on the list... early cultivation reported use by the whatever's in wherever. Cannabis, and it says prehistoric alcohol. Naturally fermented fruit suggests alcohol, and it's predating formal records. All right. So opium comes in at number one, though, on our list.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. City of Atascadero's 10th Annual Tamale Festival will be held in the Sunken Gardens in downtown area next weekend. Festival starts Friday, May 1st from 5 to 9 p.m. and then kicks off again Saturday, May 2nd with more festivities from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Paso Robles City Council received a quarterly update last night regarding homeless services during its meeting presented by Homeless Services Manager Ashley Hernandez. There was no action taken. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All righty. There was a, in 1906, it was the early product bans, and it had to do with the Pure Food and Drugs Act here in the United States of America. And there's some interesting things associated with it. And, well, don't have the time, but we probably will tie it in with what we've been discussing already. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices. Man, they've got a lot. Marble, quartz, granite, porcelain, and a whole lot more. Check it out.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.